and the trucks sound funny. I wonder why I ain't making no money. Hard times are knocking on my door again. I hear them knocking when I'm in the town. I hear them blowing down the street. I'm trying to get ahead on the lottery, man, but you know I never can win. The hard times, I hear you knocking, knocking on the door again. But I won't let no hard time trouble again. Hard times are knocking on my door again. I hear them knocking when I'm in the town. I hear them blowing down the street. I'm trying to get ahead on the lottery, man, but you know I never can win. The hard times, I hear you knocking, knocking on the door again. But I won't let no hard times trouble in.
That's a group called the Howlin' Brothers. And let's see, Russ's puzzle, something you do daily, drink water and things. Take away the first letter, and a place you might go to in the winter is a rink. Take away the first two letters, and you get something you might put on paper, ink. Mike got that correct, and also a correct answer from John. Lots of good work from both Mike and John today. Now, here's one more that Russ sent in. We begin with a five-letter word that is the subject of a speech or a piece of writing. Take away the last letter, and you have a term referring to two or more people or things. Take away the last two letters, and you have an article. Change that just a teeny bit, Russ. Take away the last two letters, and you have an article. Do you know what word it is we're looking for? If so, call us, 412-200-5975. You can text us there, too, or 1-888-752-7234. This would be a great game to keep playing with folks you know throughout the day. Maybe you're going to a family reunion or picnic, or you've got a first date with somebody. This would be a great icebreaker to play. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Did you get it? We'll leave things open for just another moment. Thank you. the answer theme, the theme to a speech or a work of writing. Remove the last letter and you get them, referring to two or more people, and take away the last two letters and you get an article, the definite article known as the. Thank you, Russ, for sending that along. Thanks to Mark for your puzzles as well. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Alexis Thompson and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations, plus streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
From the east, I was looking to find a different kind, a state of mind. You had a car and a tank of gas. The west had not a day of my past. Let's try and see if maybe we could make it to the sea. We were racing the sun, but day after day always won, even if we kept on driving long after the day was done. We were racing, we were racing the sun. Even if we kept on driving long after the day was done. far as we could from the east. I was looking to find just a little different kind of state of mind. Car broke down on Route 101. I thought you would be panicking, but you were having fun. If we had our way on that day, we probably would have stayed. In the sun, but day after day the sun always won, even if we kept on driving long after the day was done. We were racing the sun. We were racing the sun.
That is a group called The Faux Pas, Racing the Sun, a 2021 release. And what a nice song that was. It's from a self-titled album. Get ready. We have a couple youth segments from past programs coming up that we think you'll enjoy. If you go to slbradio.org now or anytime over the next few weeks, you'll see a list of four different open houses we're holding in collaboration with Radical Days 2022, a free celebration of the arts and cultural organizations that receive funding from the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Dates include Tuesday, September 20th, 4 to 7 o'clock, Saturday, September 24th, 11 to 2, Monday, October 3rd, 11 to 2, and Wednesday, October 12th, 4 to 7 o'clock. You'll see all these dates at slbradio.org. No reservations are required, and we hope we'll get a chance to see you at one or all of these open house events. Now you are going to hear Alex Weibel. This is from about 4.5 years ago, January 27th, 2018, at which time Alex was a senior at Montour High School. He's going to play guitar and dobro as part of his time here on SLB, and I think you'll enjoy hearing this segment. Thank you. Alex, that's great. Is that your own composition? Or
no, that's actually a Led Zeppelin song called Bron Ra.
Okay, I don't know my deep Led Zeppelin catalog. Now, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be the guy that knows Led Zeppelin. Do you know what album that's on?
Yeah, I believe that's off of the Physical Graffiti album.
I should know. I should know better than that.
Yeah.
That guitar has remarkable tone, and it's the player as much as it is the guitar. How long have you played?
Well, I started playing guitar around 2008. I got my first guitar Christmas Day. And at that point, I was down the rabbit hole, and I've been playing for 10 years now.
Was that an acoustic guitar?
No, that was an Epiphone Les Paul.
You remember that. So. And you must... So you were, eight, I guess, that came
in. Eight.
And were you expecting or hoping?
No, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Wow. Do your parents play at all, or anybody else
in
your family?
Well, I come from a pretty long line of musicians. My mom doesn't really play that much, but her mom was a music therapist. She played piano. And on my dad's side, everyone is a musician, you know. My grandfather was an audiophile, and he still is, you know. He collects radios and speakers and stuff like that. And my dad plays trombone, guitar, and bass. And my uncle plays trombone and bass. And my cousin plays trombone. And my sister plays trombone and piano. And I play saxophone and guitar.
So Thanksgiving at your house has got to be pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Do you all play together?
Not as much now. We're all pretty busy, you know. My sister goes to college now, and... you know, and my cousin lives out in Peters Township, so we don't get to play that much anymore, but we used to play all the time, you know.
Yeah, it's I'm thinking about your grandpa, the audiophile, and all those things. When did you make the switch to acoustic?
I would probably say a year or two after that, you know.
And do you still play electric?
Oh,
from time
absolutely,
to time
all
too?
The time. You know, it's my main thing, actually. So.
Well, I'm glad you're sharing some acoustic work with us, too. So how did you learn to play?
Well, actually, before I got that Christmas gift in 2008, I had, like, a toy guitar. It was just this little Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they still make them. They're just these little toy things.
They're like, half size.
Yeah,
size. Yeah.
And I, you know, I played it, but I wasn't really that interested in it, so... So, you know, I had that, and then once I got the Les Paul, it was like, all right, well, forget it. Like, I need to keep playing. And I got a teacher, and his name is Ian Arthurs. And he taught me everything I know. You know, I can't tell you how much I'm in debt to him, because he just, you know, I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for him.
And the reason I asked you is I think a lot of people wonder how do I do this?
Yeah,
I would like to do this too. And I mean, you can do some fairly competent things pretty quickly if you have somebody showing you the rudiments and the right steps.
Right, yeah.
What was hard? Do you recall what was the hardest thing to kind of grasp to get you at least to the point from knowing nothing to at least being able to pluck out a few songs?
Well, I'd say the hardest part really came whenever I was trying to learn how to be more of a musician. You know, I knew how to play chords and could play songs really easily. You know, I listened to a lot of the Beatles and a lot of those guys, and their songs are built on really simple concepts. But I would say doing kind of the rougher edges, like learning how to solo and learning how to really listen and serve the song, that was one of the most difficult things I'd ever had to do. You know, I'm still not excellent at it.
Well, you've got a lot of time ahead of you. How did you approach learning that? It seems to me like it would just take lots of experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of ear training, a lot of listening, a lot of playing things back, a lot of trial and error, a lot of nights where I would just sit on my computer and just listen to it and try to copy my favorite players. After a while, it just got easier and easier, and then it just sort of became a regular cycle.
You know, who are some of your favorite players?
Well, the guy who I got started on, like really started listening to, is Eric Clapton, Cream. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, in terms of blues guitar, that's the standard at this point, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you mention Cream.
Yeah.
Cream, I know well.
Yeah, oh yeah. Many an hour has been spent in my house just listening to Crossroads and all that stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, I started checking out Howlin' Wolf, who's a blues singer. And to me, he's like the ultimate. Like, there's no one in that vein who's better at electric southern blues, blues guitar and you know, jump blues or whatever than him.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I got into Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers Band. He was actually the reason why I brought a dobro, is because I heard Little Martha and I was just so, you know, so enamored by that. You know,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, he also taught me, I learned how to play slide guitar just by listening to At Fillmore East and all that stuff.
Yeah, so. I like how you said he taught me, because that's really the way it is.
Yeah, you just sit and you listen to it and you try to figure it out and then you get somewhere with it.
So. Yeah, it goes, comes down from musician to musician, person to person. Alex Weibel, you're a senior at Montour High School. Do you know what, let's see, it's January, almost February. I hate to sound like the typical adult, but people are wondering, do you know what you're going to do after high school?
Oh, totally, yeah. I actually have it all figured out. I'm going to Duquesne in the fall for music education.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a hard decision, one. And Duquesne's a great program.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've been down there to visit.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a great place.
Their music technology program is really good. To, you must have a good music teacher at school, I would guess.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Montour, and I'm not meaning to bag on him, but we go through a lot of music directors. Like, I've had a lot of directors over my time, and you know, we were hit with a couple of issues here and there. So now the music program is a little bit battered, but it's actually coming up really well.
Would you like to see yourself in a high school setting?
Absolutely, yeah. That's, you know. That's the dream for me.
Yeah, you can really impact a lot of people. I can still. Yeah. Did you play in marching band? Or?
Yeah, I was the drum major for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Doing that for 3 years in a row is pretty incredible. I was in the drum line for 3 years.
Oh, that's cool.
But I drum major was never in my sights. Did you do the baton and the throw?
No, not us. We used, you know, back in the 60s or 70s or 80s, they did that, but we haven't done that in a while.
So. Yeah, our drum major did that, and all of them were close friends. He only did it for 1 year, but senior year, you know, I was closest to the folks. There were two, actually, that did it, but only the guy would throw the staff, and I was always, like rooting for him, like, because he would throw it really high. And if you mess up, you it's quite evident.
Yeah. Just a big stick in the air, and then you miss it and it hits the floor.
We would do like drumstick tricks, like passing, everyone passes a stick to the right, and then the person on the far right has to toss it up over all the drummers so the person that on the far left catches it. But that drop, you know, you just get another stick out of the bag and nobody really notices.
Yeah, we had something similar last year, actually. We had two tenor players, and the tenor players, they'd face each other, and then they'd hit their drum, and then they'd throw their stick at the other tenor player, and they'd catch it. And they always did it, like, perfectly. Like, it was awesome to watch them do this.
Yeah, it's a lot of
tricks.
It's a lot of fun. we're going to hear a couple more songs from Alex, and I'm so glad you're here. What do you want to do next?
Well, I'm going to have to retune my guitar for this one, but while I'm doing that, I'll tell you about this song.
Sure, and tuning's always encouraged.
Yeah. So, As I previously mentioned, I auditioned for Duquesne for music education on guitar.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it never occurred to me that you auditioned for music education. Yeah. Of course you do. In addition to a conservatory style program, of course you audition.
So, you know, they give you this big list of things you have to learn or things you have to be able to demonstrate in the audition. It's pretty easy stuff. It's like scales and chords and stuff I already knew. But one of the things you had to play was a solo jazz piece. And I had never done that before. So I'd spent all this time, like, stressing out about it, and I picked the jazz song, There Will Never Be, or no, not There Will Never Be Another You, All the Things You Are. And I sat and I tried to learn it, and I just got so frustrated that I just walked away. I couldn't do it, you know? And then I just, like, couldn't stop thinking about this song. And then one day I remembered that one of my favorite musicals, I guess it's a musical, it's a movie from the 30s, one of my favorites of all time, The Wizard of Oz, has a really great song in it
called Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So I thought, why don't I do that for my Duquesne audition? And sure enough, within a week, I learned it. And that's what I'm going to play for you now, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's beautiful. That must have, when it came to you to use that song, that must really terrific. You seem really happy when you're, you seem happy, generally speaking, but I can tell you really like.
Yeah, I like playing. It's, you know, if you're not having fun when you're playing, then you're not doing it right.
Yeah. What else do you like to do?
Well, not much else, honestly.
That's
fair. I like to play guitar. I like to listen to music. I like to knit, which is weird, but whatever. I like doing it.
Actually, I think not that everything has to be connected, but I think some of the discipline and patterns in knitting probably make you think of music a
little
bit.
Right, It's good. It's just like being able to kind of repeat, you know, keep repeating a pattern, and then after a while you have something, you know.
And I think, too... I'll admit it. I play solitaire every now and then.
Yeah.
What I actually would call it would be alphabetizing things or sharpening pencils. Solitaire is another example.
Yeah,
knitting to some extent. We need to do things that are somewhat rote and because actually life has robbed us, or technology has robbed us of doing a lot of those things. You don't have to really alphabetize anything anymore because
it's all done for you.
It's done for you. You don't really have to sharpen pencils anymore because you're not even using one. And
it gives you something to do, like still something you actually have to work at and complete, you know.
Yeah, and as you're doing that, that's when your brain suddenly recalls Over the Rainbow.
Yeah,
is the song to play. It looks like you're going to switch to dobro.
Next.
And I'll let you do that. Is there anything else, any other people you want to acknowledge before you change instruments?
Well, I mean, I'd like to say thank you for, you know, to my family for always being there and helping me out. You know, my dad was always the one who helped me play, and he was the one who got on my guitar, and same thing with my mom, you know. I'd like to thank them. I'd like to thank everyone at Montour who helped me, and Tad and John for getting me on this and all that stuff. So other than that, not really.
Great. Well, I'll let you switch over and take all the time you need. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Guitarist and now dobro player Alex Weibel is playing. He's he will be graduating this year from Montour High School.
Yeah.
And Montour High School is a great school. If you haven't had a chance to visit, it is, I don't know, how would you, I want to say modern, but that doesn't do it just, it's a progressive school.
Yeah, it's very technology-based. Sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. It's great because we have a lot of opportunities, especially at the new elementary school we built. If you're a listener, I do believe that they made a bit on the TRETC convention there, which is a convention for the technology at the school. Of course, when that technology breaks, it's kind of frustrating, but, you know, I think progressive is a good way to put it.
Yeah, there's just, we have a movement here in the Pittsburgh area that you may be aware of called Remake Learning, and Alex, I know, knows it too, and folks like Todd Price and Justin Aglio and others at the school have really embraced.
Yeah. I mean, everyone up there is really trying to think about how they can improve it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Which is a good thing.
I mean,
the times have really, there's this great film you can watch that says, you know, we modeled high schools after factories, like you change shifts when the bell rings and you learn en masse. And, life isn't,
We got rid of the bells. The bells were supposed to be, to get you used to the bells in factories or whatever, right? We don't have bells anymore.
I didn't
know
that.
It's just go and leave,
Anarchy. It's anarchy, I tell you.
It's madness.
This is going to be our last chance to talk. I really thank you for coming here.
Thank you for having me out here.
Yeah, it'd be lovely to have you come down again sometime.
Oh, I'd absolutely love it.
What are you, is there anything else you wanted to say that I may have missed? What are you going to play on Dover?
Well, we mentioned Dwayne Allman, and I told you how he was the reason why I bought dobro. This song was the first song I'd ever played on this instrument, and I played this song, and I looked at this instrument, and I said, yeah, this is something I need. So this is called Little Martha. So here we go.
Excellent. You'll recognize this. If you don't by name, I think you'll recognize the song.
It's a big one, so here we go. Thank you.
job he did, and we really should. Somebody suggested, I'm sorry, I forget who it was, that we try to reach some of these folks and see where they are today. That was Alex Weibel from January 27th, 2018, 5 months or so away from graduating from Montour High School's class of 2018. Coming up, you're going to hear a teen rock band from 2017. We'll have live youth guests in the weeks ahead, just this with school starting up and a lot of other obligations for youth. This just happens to be a week where our segments are pre-recorded. We do have live music coming up with Jeremy Catewood coming back to SLB for the first time in a few years, just after 11 o'clock. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. Chad Green and Alexis Thompson are here as well. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
When I get tired, it's like I was dropped into the sea. You could swim your whole life and be nowhere you want to be. Everyone gets tired and the water is so wide. Well, then somebody comes and shows you. They show you the other side. There was a little man, barefoot and frail. He took a walk down to the Ganges. He took a lion by the tail. He made a way out of no way. One by one they saw the truth. History chooses you. We see so far in the name of love. We are standing on in the name of love. The shoulders of giants. One more in the name of love. Walked into the heart of darkness, into the streets of Birmingham. He made a way out of no way. One by one we saw the truth. He was already on the mountaintop when they said, Memphis chooses you. We see so far in the name of love. We are standing on in the name of love, the shoulders of giants. One more in the name of love. In the name of love. In the name of love. One more in the name of love. Shots rang out in the Memphis sky.
realize they took your life, they could not take your pride. In the name of love, one more. In the name of love, in the name of love, one more. In the name of love. So make a way out of no way. Make their stories live and breathe. And we will never lack for heroes in our darkest hour of need. In the name of love, in the name.
Brother Son with a beautiful song, In the Name of Love, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Aline and Jeff in Maine. Hello to Aline and Jeff. Thank you for the messages I just sent. They mentioned that they sent us a few text messages that we didn't respond to. And that seems to be an anomaly from what I can tell. But if you sent us a text message and we didn't get back to you, let us know. You can send us an email at slb@slbradio.org. That's probably easiest, or you can call us during the segment that's about to happen. We'll look into that to make sure. I did want to mention I played Stop in the Name of Love a few moments ago, and I hope you enjoyed hearing it. Brother Son song, I wanted to play that because tomorrow, August 28th, is the anniversary of the March on Washington of 1963. And with that anniversary coming up, I thought it would be good for us to hear that
song together. Gosh, next year it'll be 60 years ago that that took place. Now, the Electric Army brought energy and originality to our program back on September 16th, 2017. I remember their performance quite well. They'll introduce themselves. Please keep in mind that these students are all about 5 years older now than they were then. I think you'll enjoy their performance. Here they are as part of our Youth Express segment.
Losing sleep, wish I was dumb enough to still believe that God's the bullet, but still take the fall. Have some pretend you're gonna ruin it all. I feel stupid, but you think that I'm smart. I'm lost with no plan, taking shots in the dark. Save your expectations, I don't need them. You want me to listen and give you a reason. I'm the court jester on a ship of gold. Feel like I don't know where to begin. Tough luck, my friend, guess you lose again. Don't have a communication problem, I just don't want to talk. I'm in the back of the bus with my headphones on, listen to my old school rhyme.
There they are, the Electric Army. And we're going to let you meet each of them. And I'm going to start with Zach. And Zach, you can use that microphone right in front of you. Can you just tell me about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, any shout-outs, if any? Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Zach Woolen. I go to St. Edmund's Academy, and I am 14 years old. I want to give a shout out to my parents for everything they've done for me.
Well, that's great. Anybody else?
Also to Kevin, because he's here. He's some other kids' dads in my band. and Mason because he's awesome.
Excellent. Can you play a couple notes on that real quick? Boy, that sounds great. That's a relatively small keyboard, and it sounds good. Mason was singing lead. He wasn't either. I haven't had a chance to really meet everybody yet. I'm in the same boat as you are. Riley?
Yes.
Okay, Riley, tell me about yourself.
So, hi, my name is Riley. I'm a junior at SciTech, and I do rhythm and guitar and lead vocals.
Excellent. Anybody to acknowledge or say hello to?
I feel pressured to shout out my parents, too, because Zach did it. Also Mason, because I don't want to stand out, and also my dad, whose name is Kevin.
Excellent. Your dad's been a great roadie this morning, too, and thank him for doing that and helping us out. Let's see who else we have to meet. There's the bassist who actually was really punching out some great notes there. His name is Shane, and Shane Craner, I believe. Come on up. Say hello.
Hello. I'm still Shane.
You're still Shane. I'll tell you what. Try this one up here. It'll do better.
Still Shane. I'm actually Shane this time.
There you are. Now you're Shane.
Anybody Shane.
Anybody to say hello to?
I'd like to say hi to Jonah. He's not here, but he's here in spirit.
Great. Is he in the band?
No. He's our spirit animal.
Spirit animal. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have a human, Jonah. Assuming he's human.
Yeah, he's human.
A human spirit animal. Anybody else?
I guess Kevin.
Kevin. And also Mason apparently wants everybody to say hi to him.
A little bit.
So, by the way, these guys are wearing earplugs, which is great. I think you all are.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that because it'll protect your hearing, which is a good thing. We in radio like to encourage people to protect their hearing. Let's meet the aforementioned Mason. I suspect you ought to try this mic. We can try that one.
Hi, I'm Mason.
Yeah, there you are. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Mason. I go to Winchester.
Any shout-outs, hellos?
I'd like to say that we're all big proponents of ear protection and other protective items.
All right. Very good. Anything?
I'd like to shout-out my parents also because got to get in line. I'd mm-hmm. also like to shout-out Kevin. I'd like to shout-out Mikey.
Excellent.
I'd like to shout-out Mason. I'd like to shout-out Ringo.
Now, Mikey's not a guitar player by any chance, is he?
Mikey is a guitar player.
He's a guitar player.
Is Mikey an adult?
Yes, or, Mikey is.
Okay, Mikey Myers, maybe?
That's the guy.
Yeah, I thought so. I know That's Mikey him. Real well. There aren't too many adults named Mikey. Excellent.
Yeah, we know the only one.
Let's meet the drummer who's over here. What's your name?
I'm Finn.
And Finn, you are the brother of Riley,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
And where do you go to school? How old?
I go to school at SciTech, and I am in eighth grade.
Excellent. Any shout-outs for you?
I would like to shout out my parents also.
Excellent.
And Kevin, who's my dad.
Terrific. What we're going to do is one other song now. Then we have to take a station break, and then we'll have you come back and do another one, too. Tell me the first song you wanted to do or that you did do, and the next song, let me know about their names.
So the first song we did was called All's Well That Ends Well. We recently released it as a single on a bunch of stuff with like Google Play and stuff. The next song we're doing is called Trail to the Unknown. It's meant to be the B-side, but Mason is dumb and didn't release it.
Okay.
Sorry, Mason.
That's all right. We'll fix that up later. So let's take a listen. This is the Electric Army.
Thank you. Washington Shadow Wowie. God's a lonely man. But all the things I don't understand, find that nothing goes as planned, yeah. Where the river finds the sea, waded out to the depths with some words for the big three. Look down beneath the waves, found a man who looked a lot like me. Found someone who still don't know. I guess those giants will never show.
You're going to hear one more song from our Youth Express segment. We've got the Electric Army here with us today. And before they play that song, I want to get a sense of what they're up to in terms of how you can get a hold of any of their music, where they are playing, how to visit them online if you choose to. And I think we can get all that information from Mason or from Riley, whoever. Mason, Riley. It's going to be Riley. Okay. You're the spokesmodel. Go.
Sweet. So our first single, All's Well That Ends Well, just came out on all major streaming platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon Music, and it's on iTunes. We have a CD, too, that you can buy. If you want it, you can just hit us up by direct message on Instagram, which is at Official Electric Army, or email, which is Electric Army Music, or Facebook, which is Official Electric Army. We have T-shirts and stuff you can hook us up with, too, or we could hook you up with, too. And this next song is another original. It's called Jerry's. We wrote it about Jerry's Fine Used Records on Murray, because it's just such an awesome place, and we'll go there every Sunday.
I love that. And, you know, I've known Jerry for a long time, and I can't wait to hear it. He's a good guy. Thank you guys for being here. Once again, the Electric Army.
Some Zeppelin, never any end, but always gotta give it a try. There's no place I've gotta be. Oh, no one's watching over me on a Sunday afternoon. Underneath the no parking sign, but nobody pays so many mind. What dreams are made of last pause in 1959. There's no place I'd rather be. Oh, no one's watching on a Sunday afternoon.
They great, the Electric Army.
The Electric Army, featuring five folks. I'm just gonna say they're all other teens, and you can look for them on all streaming platforms, as you heard a few moments ago, and playing in and about the region. Thanks for being here today. And haven't I held up pretty well? You just heard me from 5 years ago. Not bad. That was from September. This is me today, from September 16th, 2017. And teens did a great job. Speaking of holding up well, Jeremy Kaywood is here, and he's been writing a lot and is getting ready to perform later tomorrow afternoon, actually, in Millvale. And then September 8th at Mr. Small's Funhouse. It's been 3 or 4 years since he's been here, so we'll catch up with him. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Alexis Thompson, and Jeremy Kaywood. This is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
You do to me. It ain't right to be so untrue to me. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. It ain't love that you handed out to me. It ain't love, so don't come and shout to me. It ain't love, so baby, farewell. Now I go on, but what's the use? You done killed your golden goose. From now on, I'm on the loose. Come to revolution for me. It ain't right to give me the kick around. Ain't
right, I'm not gonna stick around. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. You do to me, it ain't right to be so untrue to me. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. It ain't love that you handed out to me. It ain't love, so don't come and shout to me. It ain't love, so baby, farewell. I said I'd go on, but what's the use? You done killed your golden goose. From now on, I'm on the loose. Come to revolution for me. It ain't right to give me the kick around. Ain't right, I'm not gonna stick around. It ain't right, so baby, farewell.
It ain't right.
No, baby.
It ain't right.
No, mama.
It ain't right.
So baby, farewell.
It ain't right.
It's just not satisfactory, baby. It's just not being done. It just won't do.
It ain't right.
I'm dissatisfied, my feelings are hurt, and I think I'm just gonna go somewhere else.
It ain't right.
So don't you try to make up to me, I've had it. Go on, let go of me.
It ain't
the
right.
Red Clay Ramblers.
Unhand my wingtip.
And it ain't right. From their 1992 album of the same name. Quick note, if you have had trouble texting us today, well, you haven't had trouble texting us, actually. It's probably gone quite well. However, we possibly did not get your text because we just learned that people with Verizon phones, when texting us this morning, their texts are often not getting to us, and it's on our end, not yours. We have spoken with the folks that manage our phones here, and it's a known issue, as they say. I said, if it's known, why didn't you tell me? But it's a known issue, and indeed, I use Verizon and could not text us either, so thank you for letting us know if that happened on your end, and I hope you know that we would never knowingly ignore messages that are coming in. So if you did send us a message, if you fall into that category, you can write to us at slb@slbradio.org or phone us. That still works, 412-200-5975.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny